Okay, we are at the bottom line of Yudches Amud Aleph. Obepukta Dahani Tanoi. This thing that we just said, that a person cannot tell his daughter twice, really is a machlokes Tanoi and Rashi. Pukta Dahani Tanoi, Klim Yukamivligi Tanakam of Reb Shimon, Bedrush in the High Court, the Bligi Bar Reb Lezer of Reb Akiva.
Where's Rashi?
The bottom, two lines in the bottom. The Tanakam and Reb Shimon, who we just brought earlier, have a machlokes whether you can sell your daughter twice, arguing how to darshan the same pasuk as Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva darshan. Now, the reason Rashi is saying this, Rashi doesn't write this for no reason, is because nobody on the next brisa holds like Rabbi Shimon. Because Rabbi Shimon says you can't sell it for shivchus after shivchus. And he also said, Rabbi Shimon, that you can't sell it for shivchus after ishus. So Rabbi Shimon banned two things. Selling a daughter after you marry her off, Harrison, she gets divorced or widowed, you can't sell her off. And selling a daughter after you sold her once. The next two Tanoim, nobody's going to say that. So Rashi's bothered. Why is the Gemara Zeba Pukta Dani Tanoi? It's not true. It's not a machloikis like these following Tanoim. These following Tanoim, none of them will hold on Reb Shimon. Usually, when you have a machloikis Dani Tanoi, is we have two Tanoim that argue like this. And two other Tanoim had the same machloikas. Again, whenever the Gemara says, I'm trying to explain this. Whenever the Gemara says of a book to Tani Tanoi, I shouldn't say whenever. Most of the time, the Gemara says of a book to Tani Tanoi, you had two Tanoim having a machloikas, and the following Tanoim argue in the same machloikas. That's not what happens here. The following Tanoim are not arguing in this machloikas. None of the following Tanoim will agree to Reb Shimon. So what does the Gemara mean, Bepukta Dani Tanoi? Comes along Rashi and says that Tanakam and Reb Shimon are arguing the same pasuk as the following Tanoim. They don't say the same thing, but they're arguing in how to read a pasuk. That's why Rashi went out of his way to explain it. Rashi doesn't write stam to write. He writes because he felt there was a question here. This is not the regular Bepukta Dani Tanoi. Normally, Bepukta Dani Tanoi means it's an exact carbon copy. This is not a carbon copy. So Rashi says, what we mean to say is, this machloikas of Reb Shimon and the Tanakama depends on how to darsh the pasuk of the what they Reb Lazar and Reb Akiva are going to darsh. The Tanya. Bevigdeibab. It says in the pasuk, Lam Nachri Layimshu Lamachra, shouldn't sell her. Lam Nachri doesn't mean to a guy, it means to anybody. Bevig daiba, because he was big daiba. What does the word bevig daiba mean? So Zakti Gemara, Kivan Shapira Shtalisi Allah, Shuvan Nitzar Lamachrai. So Rabbi Kiva darshens the word bevig daiba as a lashon of beged. Once you spread a beged on her, which is a way of saying marrying her off, but again, erisin, not nesuin, then you can no longer sell her. So that means Rabbi Kiva holds. The Bekiva holds, like the Tanakama of the Brisa before, that you cannot sell your daughter after she got married, which was what the Tanakama said. Tanakama, if you look before, said you can sell her twice, you can marry her off twice, you can sell her twice, you can marry her off after you sold her, meaning after her term is up, but you can't sell her after your marriage. That's Rabbi Kiva Shita. Once there was beged, once there was marriage, lo yimcho limcho lamachra. Erison. All erison. Nobody gives any rights after nisuin. It's all erison. Again, if it would be nisuin, there would be... It can't, because if it were nisuin, nobody could ever do anything after nisuin. He has no right to his daughter after the zoon. I don't need Bevig Deva for that. Nobody has any right to his daughter after the zoon. It's over. Bevig Deva is not coming to tell me that halacha that after the zoon you have no rights. That's Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Eliezer Eimer. Bevig Deva, he learns in the Lashon of Begida of, what was the word that was used?
Betrayal.
Kiva Shabagad Ba, Shuvay Nirshay Lamashra. So he holds you can't sell your daughter twice, but you can sell her after marriage. You can marry her after selling. Now, Reb Shimon is a third opinion. He darshens both. And therefore, he says, you can't sell her after you married her off. You can't sell her after you sold her. You can't either way, because he dies in Bevigda as Beged and as Begida. So Reb Shimon is not neither of these Tanoim, but he uses the Pasuk like those Tanoim use the Pasuk. He uses it his own way. Now, Rashi, top Rashi. Look, right, I'm sorry. Starts in the Amud Aleph. Hachi Gersinan. B'divir Reb Akiva Gersinan. Kivin Shapira Shalisi Allah. And as I explained on Friday morning, Rashi again has a question here. During our chat, we will find that whenever a Braisa brings two opinions, the Rebbe's opinion is brought before the student's opinion. Rebbe Eliezer was Rebbe Akiva's Rebbe. How could the Braisa hear, I mean, Rashi looks at the Braisa and says, here the Braisa seems to be bringing Rebbe Akiva's opinion more than Rebbe Eliezer's opinion. So one option would have been to turn him around, to say that the first opinion mentioned the Braisa is Rebbe Eliezer, and the second is Rebbe Akiva. So Rashi says that's an impossibility, because I will prove you from other places in Shas that it's Rebbe Akiva with the first opinion or Rebbe Eliezer with the second opinion. So you have to say that this is an exception to the rule. That's what Rashi's coming to say. The Rashi, but different Rebbe Akiva, Haki Yosina, Yosina Kimu Shapir Shtalisela. That Korkok Miboy Lelokma, Yashem Lamikur Rebbe Akiva. You have to say that the way you read the Pasuk, Bevigdai, which means Beged, it's like Rebbe Akiva. How do I know that? Can be a parak said after parak kama. Take a look at the first parak in Sanhedrin, and you will find over there Rebbe Akiva is the one that goes by the reading and the pasuk. The Yashem le Messiris, Rebbe Eliezer. And the one who says you go by the spelling is Rebbe Eliezer, because they're reckon the Bechiris. Like the Gemara says the Bechiris, the Ramina Mahapukta Milsachriti. The Gemara uses this to ask a question on a different thing. The Ramina Hustle, Rebbe Eliezer, Yashem le Mikra. The Gemara there wants to say Rebbe Eliezer goes by the reading. And we ask him this brisa, the Hashem Lemesiris to your life. I mean, obviously, the Gemara knew Rebbe Eliezer is the one that says Bebigdai means betrayal. We go by the reading, not by the, I'm sorry, by the spelling, not by the reading. The Perikov is called Mekdash, Mechilta Gersinan, Shapira Shtalisa Lebed Rebbe Akiva, Rebbe Eliezer Lassa Hassam. And anyway, in the Mechilta, which is a list of brises, it says only Rebbe Akiva's opinion, and it has Rebbe Akiva the way we bring him here. So Rashi goes out of his way to tell me, you have a problem, but you have no solution here. You have a problem, the Talmud is brought before the Rebbe, but the solutions you'd like to offer are non-solutions, because I have proof to you that this is the way it is. Rebbe Akiva is the one who holds Yashem LeMikra, and Rebbe Eliezer holds Yashem LeMesiris. So even though the Braisa brings one the Talmud before the Rebbe, that is just life. That's what Rashi is saying.
What does the Tanakama hold if she sells her for Erson?
Again, hold a second. There are four Tanoim here.
Yeah, but I'm going to begin before Akiva was.
Right, so take a look at Akiva. Tanakama is very explicit. He says, Meicher Adam is Bito Leishis Vishayna, Leishifchus Vishayna, Leishis Akar Shifchus, and Leishifchus Akar Ishis.
And he's really trying to design that he's like
Rebbe Akiva? That's what it is. We weren't interested in doing that.
Well, so wait a second. When we say shifchas, we're talking about
shifchas
before any
yud. There's no yud here. Forget about yud. Never happened. Where do I say yud? Where do I say yud?
No, but Talisa Allah is a yud.
Doesn't have to be.
Talisa Allah is a yud.
Could be any marriage.
We're talking about a master now?
No.
I thought it was a maidservant. I thought it was a maidservant.
Again, we're talking about the father's rights and the daughter.
So what prevents, according to the Tanakh, what prevents a second? What is the, which one gets prevented?
Once
she's married. Once she's married. Once he's eligible for marriage.
Again. First of all, we're not talking about Nisuan.
That I know.
Okay. Second of all, the Tanakhama is very explicit. He says three are allowed and one is not allowed. The only thing you can't do is once you gave her over for Kedushin and then she comes back, you can't sell her as an Amavriya. That's what he says. He learns, like Rebbe Akiva, that once you did Beged, you no longer can sell her.
So now there could be another scenario. If she sells her for an aman and he does yud, what happens there?
Then she's a regular wife.
That's called ishus now.
It's more than that. It might be nesuin. Why are we getting involved in something that has no shaykhus here?
But Rabbi, I'm sorry to say, but the case of kima shpir shalisu aleha, we're talking about a shifch, I mean, an amay bria. Right?
No, no.
We're not?
No.
You asked that already.
But why don't you should ask this?
No, you made that up. Again, it'll get involved when the yid is heirs and the yid is the suit. But why are we doing this now? What's wrong in learning simple pshat? The father married her off to Harrison.
Our school number 2 says it that way, but I don't know where he's getting it from.
Write a letter to our school. It has to do with the Gemara later on what yid is. So if you're going to learn Parish that year, that's what the Gemara is going to bring it in later. So we'll discuss it. At this point, it means married off.
Aries. For a wife, not for Alma. For wife.
Again, we're not getting involved in year.
Got it.
We will later on, but we're not there yet. Like, Rabbi Eliezer, I'm a big day, but Rashi. Now we can do the Rashis that we didn't do on Friday. Lam Dachri. Dainu l'shifchus, v'yim shala av l'machra, ma'achar shepirish talitzay, now here Rashi says, adon aleh l'shem yud, so Rashi does translate it like arch scroll, but it's only, it'll be negated Gemara later, im yirsha beget, v'chaz reitzel avia. The truth is, it would be by every erison, but it could be referring to yud, you're right, I was wrong, avo, lo yadda v'chaz reitzel av, chazer ma'achar k'rabonot, damar leh l'shifchus achar ishus hugaloi. The mechiyada have a leishus. It's only because of yud. Have a leshivchus. Have a shivchus. Matzim mizman. Rabbi Lazar Eimer. Kivu shabagad ba. Should the shivchus shemachul leshivchus. Shuv ene yachul lemachul leamnachri. Dainu shivchus. Have a leshivchus. Have a ishus kedushin. Matzim mizman. Now here he doesn't say yud. He just says ishus after kedushin. Reb Shimon. Darish lo lahakar Reb Lazer kivu shabagad ba shulim kavenu. Darish lo lahakar kivu the kivu shpirish talash lo lahakar kivu. Lo kamar lo lishivchus achar ishus lo lishivchus achar shivchus.
Selling her as a wife is not a betrayal, is it?
No, it's not. No, it's not. Correct. That's big. It depends if you learn beged or begida. If you learn beged, that's wife. If you learn begida, that's shivchus. Zok tigemar vayter.
That they're arguing what it means?
What?
They're arguing what it means?
No, not argue how to read, which one is the main. We read it Bevigdai, which is Beged. Spelled Bevogdai, which is Begida. They're arguing which one to use. Rashi, Mimsiris, Bevogdai, Xiv, Veloy Bevigdai. The spelling is Bevogdai, not Bevigdai. Share to talk. Ain havara chiruk below yud. Without a yud, we don't read things with meaning. Had there not been a mesirah to read it bevigdai, we would have read it bevogdai because there's no yud. But the kudush atakas habeis b'makom hayud mishtameshes. We, because we have a mesirah in how to read, right? How to read. So we read it as if it had a yud, the chiruk. Aval if yima shenichtav, had it not had a way of reading it, just the spelling of the words, we would have read it with a comments, bevogdai, lashon begida, kamay shata kare, bishamai as the divrei Allah. You don't say bishimai as divrei Allah, there's no yud. It bishamai as divrei Allah. Same thing here, it would have been bevogdai. But here, but we have, the way it was taught to us is to read it bevigdai. Yesh aim le mikra, bevigdai kasina, kamay batis miseyu, bevigdai. We find that when the Ashes Potiphar grabbed Joseph in his clothing, instead it says Bevigdai and it's spelled Bevogdai. Yet we go by reading. Yesh aim le mikra ula mesiris, that's Reb Shimon. Hilkach darish tavayu. So he dashes it Bevigdai and he dashes it Bevogdai. Frak drashi vim taimar. Had amr besanhedrin gav besukais 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 le Reb Shimon. Yesh aim le mikra. There's a question how many walls the sukkah needs. And Reb Shimon there says, it needs 4. Right, he says it needs 4 because he darshens besukkos, 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 plural, three times. I'm not going to get involved in the Gemara over there. The other man, the Amadarshan, said the way it's read, basukas, basukas, basukkos, right? So there he goes by the mikra. He doesn't darshan mitzairus. He goes by reading, not by spelling. So drashi hasam leka lemeimim mikra mitzairus. There they're contradictory. They're not supplementing each other. They're contradicting each other. You can't go with both. Either it's four, it's basukas, basukas, basukkos, which is four, or basukkos, 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 which is six. So therefore, the yisalahad lasalahayim shloishet tvarasach sharto letidish mikra. If you're going to make three kasher because that local amayshim has seen that cuts one off, then you can't darshan the way you eat it. There you have a choice. Either you need four walls or three and a tefach. And that's, I mean, three, two and a tefach or three and a tefach. Depends how you read the psukim there. If you read basukais, 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 you have six walls. One doesn't count because it goes the gufei, the schach. That leaves four. Halacha l'maisha m'sinai cuts down one to a tefach. If you learn basukas, basukas, basukais, you have four. One is not needed because we use it for schach. That's three. Cut down one by halacha l'maisha m'sinai, so it's two in a tefach. So you can't learn both ways. Either you're going to start with four, or you're going to start with three, depending on how you read or go to the psukim. So there you have a choice. Rabbi Kiva picks, Rabbi Shimon picks mikra. But here you can use both. They're not contradictory. It can be both. So Rav Shimon uses both. Dr. Gemara Weiter. Boi Rabba Baravua. Yid Nisuin Aysa or Eresin Aysa. When the person tells his Amavriya, I am now doing Yid, right? What is she now? An Arusa or an Nisua? Rashi. Yid. Amar La Masi Avriya. He tells his Amavriya, Hariat Yehudali Bekesa Miknasech. You are miyuah to me. I don't want to use English because I would say married, and married is a very non-commit to anything. So we'll use yud. You are miyuah to me with the money I bought you. Because that's, as we're going to learn coming up this week, that the way yud works, according to at least one man, the Amar, it's going to be a machlokes, is that the sale money turns into kedusha money. So he tells the girl, I am now exercising my right of yud with that money I paid your dad way back when. That is yud. I'm not going to get into the mechanics of yud yet. That's what yud is. We want to know, is she in the sua or is she in arusa? My nafkamina, the Gemara nafkamina, the yarsha, does the he inherit or who inherits her? Dad, if a guy buys an amavri and she dies, her father inherits her, not the master. He didn't buy the rights of inheritance. He bought the right of her working for him. So who inherits her? But if he's married, he's in a sua, he gets her Yerusha. Latamilov, he's a Kayan. Lahavir Nedarea. If she's 11 and makes Nedarim, can he nullify by himself? If she's an Arusa, it has to be dad and the Aris. If it's in a sua, then the husband does it by himself. My. That's the question. Yes.
Why couldn't the Gemara say, I'll tell you what's not Nogea, if you have to go through another ceremony?
Well, I could have said that. Rashi? No, Rashi.
Actually, he's the Yahud.
Sorry?
Do you have
Yahud with this woman? Yeah, help. If you hold Yahud as the son, you don't need anything else.
Yeah, I'm saying, but the whole time while she's a Shifcha.
No, she's no, absolutely, of course not. He can't have Yichud.
He's had the Shamer around.
His wife.
Okay.
Zog to Gemara Bait. Zog to Gemara.
Up until now, we're saying Harrison, Harrison, Harrison. Now all of a sudden, it can be Nisuin.
But we never said Harrison. I said Harrison.
That's what I'm saying.
So let's see what the Gemara says. Tashema, the big day, Bob. Kivin Shapirish Talisya La Shuven Rishaila Makra. Once, now again, like Archgrove and Rashi explained, once you do Yud, he can't sell her again. Right? The father. Right? Remember you said from Archgrove and Rashi said that he did Yud. Now, we have in the Surah, I said, Hayud Meyadala. But he can marry her off. Right? That's what the Tanna of Kiva said. Can't sell her again, but he can marry her off again. Not yet. Here it means marriage. Rashi will explain.
What's the question?
What, give the Gemara a chance. The Amrit Nisuba Naisa, Kivin and Issa Shuvlevi and Rishuspa. If Yud was Nisuan, of course he can't do anything anymore. Rabbi Kiva says, once Pirish Talisa happened, he no longer can sell her. Mashma, he could still marry her off. If Yud was Nisuan, once a woman is in a suwa, her husband has, her father has no rights. More than that, again, Rabbi Kiva says that a guy sold his daughter for an amma. And we're learning now Purish Talisa to mean Yid. The guy did Yid. And then he died or divorced her. The father can't resell her. Can he marry her off? Yes. That's the inference of Rabbi Kiva. Forget the pasuk. That's the inference of Rabbi Kiva. Can't sell her, but he can marry her off. No, he can't. She was in a suwa. Once a girl's in a suwa, the father has no rights in her. Can never marry her off again. Must be Yud is Erison. Because if it weren't Erison, there's nothing to talk about. Rashi. Ye ahal Yehuda miyayid claimed the kedushin the shay l'shem shivchus makra. Rashi wants to make sure you understand. He can marry her off. But ain lovi rishusba. Could the achshachal leinyan adarim the afkikram rishusay? Now Rashi says, how do I know in the suah the father has no rights? Because when it comes to the darim, it says clearly once she's a widow or a divorcee, he has no rights. V'nedra manah gerusha uleinyan yerusha v'yarash aisa mechan shabal yarish esishtai. Father loses all rights when she's married. He's out of the picture. He's out of the picture. So what does it mean? He can't sell her again. He can't do anything again. Rabbi Kiva seems to say he can't sell her, but he can marry her off again. It's not true. If it's in the sewer, he can't. Must be, Elalav Shmamina Erison Isa. Must be that all Yud is Erison. Again, the Gemara is assuming that Pirish Talisa means Yud. Because the Gemara is assuming Pirish Talisa means Yud, the Gemara says, this guy had sold his daughter for an Amma, her master had married her, and now that marriage terminated, he can't sell her again. Inference is, he could marry her off again. Not if you hold Yud as Nisuan. If you hold Yud as Nisuan, he can't marry her off again. And for the Gemara. Amar of Nachman bar Yitzchak, no, you made a mistake. Pirish Talisa doesn't mean Yud. Pirish Talisa means he married her off, Erison. Could be Yud is the suit. That's not what Rabbi Kiva was talking about. Kiva's Pirish Talisa doesn't mean Yud. Pirish Talisa means he gave her over to Erison. That's all it means.
Who did?
The father. We're changing pshat in Pirish Talisa Elah. Doesn't mean you would like you assumed. It means regular marriage, Erison. Problem is, the word Pirish Talisa seems to indicate something to do with having to give her clothing, having to have some connection that comes with the sua, not with Erison. So how does that fit in? Zakti Gemara, Hachi Gemara. When the father gives her over to someone who ultimately will be chayev to feed her, give her clothing, and spend time with her, it doesn't mean he did yud. It gave her over to a marriage that usually leads to sherek susa vaynasa. But it doesn't mean he did nisuin. He gave his daughter over to Erison. And then the marriage terminated. He can't sell her anymore. He can marry her off, but he can't sell her. Because she was only an arusa, so he can still marry her off. I, the lush and purish talisa yerlah, means to somebody who ultimately will be chayiv in her sherek susa vaynasa. Not someone who did already, because then he would be in the sua. There's nothing to talk about.
The father originally married her off as a regular
arusa.
As a regular Arusa, not as a
Shifa. Not as an Amabria.
Yeah. Okay. And then
the marriage terminated.
Now he can't
sell her
for a
shivcha.
Right. Originally, he never shivched. He never did.
Correct. Doesn't make a difference.
Right. So that's the chiddush. Also, you know, also the chiddush is if you do it as yiyud, the subject of the sentence is the adon.
That's not true. The yimshal lemachray is the father.
And when you open the door. When we put a beged over her.
Again, we'll try again. The plastic, who can't sell her?
In my humble opinion.
Mr. Never can sell her.
Putting the talus over her, that part of the puzzle is talking about the adam.
That's what we thought.
I know that. But
that's because you learned art school, and art school told you that.
But the other part. The other part, you think that the other part that is
the father.
The father. And this is talking about completely father, you know.
A master can't sell it.
He robbed any of the other, you know.
Can a master sell it to another master? I don't know. Never saw it all discussed. Not an Evan. Not a king and a gov. Could a master sell his Evan Ivry? I always thought not, but I have no proof.
We have proof from Star.
Again, can he sell that to another owner? Dr. Harris is asking, somebody bought an Evan Ivry, forget I'm Ivry, Evan Ivry, for 6 years. After 2 years, he doesn't need him. His neighbor needs him. So he wants to sell the Evan Ivry to his neighbor. Can he do that? I never saw it discussed. I don't know. Therefore, what?
Right in that.
To sell him?
He can't be marked, right?
Yes, he can.
He can't be marked. He can't say, you go in front of 280, just go. I don't want you to be here anymore.
What does that have to do with selling? Maybe. I don't know. You want to tie it in yourself? I have no proof that he can't. I have no proof that he can. I never saw the question discussed. Can a master sell it? I have no idea. Maybe he can.
What's a nimkarinishness mean?
That means after Bezin sold them once, Bezin won't sell them again.
Bigneva so below Bechave Ro.
I have no idea what you're talking about. Reuven sold himself as an Evan Ivry. And after 2 years, his master decides, I don't need him anymore. But I invested a lot of money. I paid him for 6 years. I gave him $600,000 for 6 years. After 2 years, the master doesn't need him anymore. They invented a new machine that can do whatever the Evan Ivry does faster and better. So he's looking for a way to recoup his investment. He wants to sell. I don't know. I just said, Meicher Atzmai, I avoided your issue. He's asking me a question. You can tell him what to ask. I'm just telling you what he asked. I don't know the answer. You might know the answer. I don't.
Beit Russia is.
Yeah. Also says he doesn't even have to go to the same person he stole from.
Right.
He goes to a different person altogether. Highest bidder or whatever.
Okay, let's go back. Start to give my light to Tashima. So we don't know yet. Is he a Nisun or Yud Erisin? And by the way, going back to that beginning, I was learning it like the Maskana de Gemara, Artsko and Rashi and Artsko, were translating the Havamina that we thought it meant Yud, Pirish Tali Sela. There's two ways to understand the words Pirish Tali Sela. It could be Yud, it could be regular marriage. Tashima. Now we're going to try to prove it from elsewhere. Ein Meichra L'Krivim. One cannot sell an Amavriya to relatives who cannot do yield. That's what it means. Cannot do yield. Rashi, Ein Baichra Av Labita Likraven, She Asura Laim Liyad, the Be'ina Nashalo Yada. We need the ability of yield. We had this earlier in the Masechta. One has to sell the daughter, if one wants to sell their daughter, to someone that can do yield. That's what the Tanakhama says. Shum Rabbi Yezer Amru, Baichra Likraven. Eliezer says, no, one can sell her to Kriven. He doesn't hold that you need the possibility of Yid. Rashi, Michael Kaiden. The Lamina Yud. You don't need the possibility of Yud. They can eat some across the toughest. If it's possible, then he can do Yud. But it doesn't have to be possible. Right. Baisi continues. Bishavin, everybody agrees. Shemaychra Amana Lekayin Gadol. He can sell his daughter, who is a widow, to a Kayin Gadol, who's not allowed to marry her, but the marriage would be valid if he did it. Or Grusha V'chalutza Lekayin Hedyet. Again, who can't marry her, but the marriage would be valid. That's what the Baisi says. That's called an ability of Yud. Not legal, but possible. Frek the Gemara. Hi, Amana Hechidami. Where in the world is this girl on Amana? He's selling his daughter, who's a Ketana, who is an Amana, and he's selling her as an Amavriya to a Kayin Gadol. Where did she become an Amana? Elay with the Kaddish Napsha. Is it talking about that she made her own Kedushin and her husband died and she's a widow? Amana Karila? Is she an Amana? She's not an Amana. It was never a valid marriage. A girl can't marry herself off a katana. How can she be an Amana? Impossible. Amana means there was a marriage. There was no marriage. Must be Elena Kitchavia. Must be her father married her off. Right? Even Erison, father married her off. And her husband died. She's an Amana. A biblical Amana, her father married her off biblically, and did Erison biblically, and her husband died. She's an Amana. The father now wants to sell her to a Kayin Gadol. And the Bryce is saying he's allowed to sell her to a Kayin Gadol. The Tanakhama said that a person cannot sell his daughter to Shifchus after Ishus, which is what Rabbi Kiva said as well. So we're assuming now that we're working with Rabbi Kiva's opinion. And we're assuming that once a woman was given to marriage, she can no longer be sold as a shivcha. So how can he sell that model of Kayin Gadol? Must be. Because of this question, what is the case? Again, we're looking for a case when the father is selling an Amana L'Kayin Gadol. What is the case? Is it that she married herself off? She's not an Amana. Is it that the father married her off? I don't mean Nisuin, Erison. He's not allowed to sell her. So what does it mean he can sell her to a Kayin Gadol? Zoktrib Yitzchak, I'm Rabbi Yomer Yitzchak, Hacha B'Kedushe Yiyud, B'Liba D'Rab Yaisi B'Rab Yehuda, the Amar Mos Rishayin Eslav L'Kedushin Itnu. Okay. Now, again, we will try to take this step by step.
If you look at the second side, he married her off. She's an Almada. She was an Almada. Now he wants to sell it to a Kohen Gadol. She's an Almada, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, is it sad to say he... There's no love of the Almana part?
There is, but it's still valid. Yeah, there's sale. He can, again, the halacha was, you can't sell it to somebody who can't do yid. The Kayin Gadol can do yid. He'll be either a lav, but he can do it, or work. Not a chayvei krisis, it's a chayvei lav, a kedushin is typhus.
Well, why can't that? Oh, so the problem is not that. The problem is the selling it.
Exactly.
That's the problem.
Right. Now, let me explain something. There's a Machloikas Tanoim, and I want to point it out right now. In the Machloikas Tanoim, there will be a Machloikas Amaroim, but we're going to assume one way now. How does Yud work? What is the function of Yud? How does it function? Tanakhama holds, the assumed shita is that guy buys an amavriya, he pays for her $100,000, comes over to the woman, to the girl, 1 year, 2 years, 4 years later, and he says, I'm marrying you, and the marriage is going to be the money I paid for your father. I paid your father 4 years ago. Included in that sale was the possibility that I will turn this into a marriage. I'm not getting involved in Erison and Nisun now. I will turn this into a marriage, and that makes Yud. Doesn't have to do a new Maisa Kedushin. Doesn't have to do anything. He paid. That money is the Kedushin. That's one Mandi Amar. There's another Mandi Amar. Now, in the second Mandi Amar, there's going to be a Machlokes. But I'm going to go with one opinion now, which the Gemara goes with.
I understand that opinion at all. How can he not do anything? There's no...
He did.
What happened?
I gave him the money, and now I decided to make that money into Kedushin. That was understood in the original per sale. Whenever a guy sells his daughter, he realizes that the master can take this money for Kedushin. Later on, any time during the six-year period. Now, the second Mandi Amar says, no, that's not the way it works. And again, I'm working with one Mandi. In the second Mandi Amar, it's going to be a Machlokes. I'm working with one opinion. If what happens is, there's still work for her to do. She's still in Lamba for another week, year, 4 years, whatever the amount is. He comes over and he says, I'm doing Yud with the fact that you still have to work for me. That's the Kedushin. Not what I paid. The fact that you're working for me and I'm taking you as a wife, that which is owed to me, right? By the fact that you still have to work for me, that is the Kedushin. That means it's a Kedushin that she does because he goes to her and says, I'm being Mekadesh you, I'm being Miyayed you with the fact that you work for me, with the fact that you're going to work for me, you have to work for me. The Gemara now wants to say that's not him giving his daughter for marriage. She turned it into a marriage. She agrees, the Gemara is going to say you need her agreement, she agrees to marry him, and the Kedushin is not what the father got, that's out of here. The Kedushin is what she's getting from him, that she doesn't have to work. So now, who's marrying her off by year? What? That she would have had to work, and now he's marrying her, she won't have to work. She becomes a wife, not a shivcha. So who's doing that marriage? And the Gemara is going to say you need her dust. But that's not getting involved. I'm not getting there. I'm not going there. The Gemara later on, we'll worry about it later on. The Gemara is going to say she has to agree. Now, who's doing that Kedushin? The father or her? So there's the case of an Amana. He never married her off. He sold her for Shivchas. She married herself off with Yud. Then the husband died. So now the father wants to sell her. What do you say? You can't sell her after you married her off? I never married her off. And Rebbe Akiva holds, I can sell her twice. I can't marry her off. I can't sell her after I marry her off. I never married her off. She married herself off. She's a Tana. How can she marry herself off? Because that's how Yud operates. Yud doesn't operate with the original money. That would have been the father. Yud operates with the money that the guy is giving her by not making her work as an Amma. Therefore, that's her. That's nothing to do with that. That's what the Gemara wants to say. Let's read it inside.
Isn't that Bar Chova, like a Bar Chova? This is something that you owed me something, and now I'm boicholing.
It goes into Tanoah's Mechilas Milva. We're not going to get it. The Tanoah that she gets, that he's not going to have to work for him.
So he's doing the... It has to be, he's the...
But again, who is the woman's side? The father or the girl? You need two sides in Kedushin.
But who is this by Yikach?
Again, he does the action, but she has to give herself, right? Or the father has to give her. Who's giving her here? That's what they're saying. So therefore, he can still sell her. He never married her off. We're going like a Makiva, that you can't separate after you marry her off. He never married her off.
Why go back to Beis Aviyah then? Why don't you go back to her father's rights of all together? So Amana goes back always? You mean any girl that comes from Amana?
From Erisin, not from the sewer.
So we're changing this whole mechanism.
Again, this happens to be Rabbi Yehuda Shita in Yon.
told me if this is my cloak is how ye it works.
Meaning exactly.
The money that was given originally, we're just
clarify before I'm going to give it, that this, what I just explained in Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Yehuda, is one of the two ways of explaining it. That's how the Gemara is operating now. The Gemara might change that explanation later on. Zok the Gemara. V'am Rabbi Yitzchak, Amram Amram Rabbi Yitzchak. Halcha b'kedusha yiyud, v'libud Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Yehuda. The case of Amana L'Kayin Gadol was yiyud, but only according to Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Yehuda, Amram Masr Rishayin is love v'kedusha nidu. And therefore, he never married her off. Now, if he is Nisuan, how can the father sell her? She was a Nisua. Who cares who married her off? Must be Yiris Erison. She married herself off as an Arusa. She's an Almana. The father can still sell her because she was never a Nisua. Sweet Rashi. Zok Rashi. She did the Kedushin without dad. Question mark. Is her actions mean anything? Why can he sell her? Why isn't that called selling her after marrying her off? Come on. He says later on. The first money of her sale, love the kedushin it. The chimiyadla, and when he marries her, ba'avdu sheyeshla ela miyadla. It's with the servitude that she still owes him. Ve'in kedushin elu ideav. Ektana can't do kedushin. Ugzeres hakatzavu. She a kedushin anyway, even though she's ektana. Therefore, he can sell her. Zok de Gemara v'yav nesuin oisa. But if you're going to say yid is nesuin, kivin shenisa shuvei l'vir shuzba. That's the Gemara's raya. Is a raya the yid is eris? Is a raya the yid is eris? So the Gemara comes back and says, whoa. Bottom line is, she got married? To yid? She got married? That means it was Ishus? So how can he sell her? Ein adam meicher l'shivchus achar Ishus. Teretz is, you'll tell me, because he didn't do it. She did it herself through Yid. So even if Yid's Nisuan, when does a father lose the rights to a daughter as a Nisua? If the Nisuan is done through him. If the Nisuan is done by herself, maybe he doesn't lose the rights. The whole kasha was based on the fact that if she's a Nisua, he loses the rights. How can he marry her off?
As soon as
this is what the Gemara is going through now. In fact, the Gemara, I don't understand you. Elamai Eris and Isa. B'shavin shemaychra, he can sell her. Ain't other maychra is b'tein shivchas achar ishus. Aye, she was married. Elamai is l'klameh, but what are you going to answer me? Shayin Eris and Dida, minister Arus and Davia. He didn't marry her off, she married herself off. So I feel the time in the suin, I said. Shine in the suin, the dumb in the suin, the other. If you're going to start saying yud is different, so maybe it's different even if it's the suin. Zok to Gemara, Dr. Harris. Hi, my. No comparison. Bishlai Marison and Arison, shiny. You can tell me Arison is different. Oh, the suin and the suin is shiny. This was a fact. She's out. Who cares who did it? Arison, you can tell me, in the halacha of what the rights of selling is, depends if he gave her to Kedushin or she gave herself to Kedushin. In the suin, it's a reality. She's out of her father's reshus. I don't care who did it. And therefore, the Gemara is territory. But you think the Gemara answers your answer. The suin is the suin. Arison does not have to be equal who did it. He can't sell her after he married her off. He didn't marry her off. She married herself off. Maybe Nisuan also? Nisuan is Nisuan. Let's read it inside. Zok Rashi. He didn't do the Kedushin Yochel Makra. So Bishlam Arison Shiny, they can my upcoming Glachmana. The Torah is Makbar of the father, the Lord is up the bus of the Kitcha. He can't sell her after he did Kedushin. The kibbutz dani kedushin lo yiyu oved. Since he didn't do it, didn't lo yiyu shos lamak, right? He can sell it. Oh, the suah mi shiny. Even in the suah the rice in him. This concept that the suah takes her out is a biblical concept. Not because the government should say she's out. It doesn't make a difference how she got there. And the suah is totally removed from her father. That's a reality. I don't care how she got there. Emerson, you can tell me, she's not out of her father. The only question is, what his rights are vis-a-vis selling her. So you can start being machalic whether he did the Emerson, she did the Emerson. The Sue is a reality. It's gone, over and done with. Fine. That's the Gemara's answer. So at the end of the day, Yud can be Emerson. It works. Because if Yud is the Sue, we don't understand shot in the Bryce and by Kramban and Lekhain Gadol. Who was this Amana? So we've proven that Yid is Erison. But that only works if you understand Yid, like, meaning because we understood Yid, not that the father does the Yid in the original Kedushin, but that she's doing Yid with the money that she owes him with the work, and that's the Yid. That's what the Gemara said. So again, this is all built on the fact that there's a different... two ways of understanding Yid. The original money or the future money. As I mentioned multiple times, that interpretation in Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda is a matter of machlokes. Rabbi Nachman by Yitzchak says, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda also agrees.
It's the future is not money, the future is avdus.
Right.
Okay.
Rabbi Nachman by Yitzchak says that that's not pshat in Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda. He holds, Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda also holds, it's the original money that works for Kedushin, for Yud. And exactly how that works, we'll see later on. But he holds that everybody agrees that Yud only works with the original money. So there goes this answer. This answer was all predicated on the fact that Yud, the father, is not involved in. And that was only because you understood Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda to say that he doesn't need, it's not the original money. But that's a machloikas emaroyim, imshat Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda. And I mentioned that a number of times. Frech, the Gemara of Nachman by Yitzchak, the Amar HaFilu Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, Mo'as Rishayinus Mekedushin Itnu, but my Mukumah, how's he going to learn this Braisa? How will he learn this Braisa? Dr. Rashi, Rav Nachman the Amar, the common Rav Yisrael Yehuda, Nami b'Moshe Shainis is Kadashus. The Kedushin the Avnin, it's the father that did it. But my Mukulah, Vila Erison, I say called the Masvila. And for the Gemara, this whole question was only because you were operating with Rav Akiva's opinion that a person can't sell her once he married her off. Who says this rise holds on Rav Akiva? Criminally answered, Amar Shibchas Akashibchas was only Masvila. Avila Shibchas Akishas Masvila. The whole problem with the bride of Amana was, how can he sell her? He married her off. Well, who said that? Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Eliezer said, you can sell her after you married her off. You just can't sell her twice. So if it's going like Rabbi Eliezer, this whole thing is erased. Forget the whole thing. Not the Gaia.
Rabbi Akiva doesn't hold it at
all. Who says this bride is Rabbi Akiva?
We were
assuming that the bride went like Rabbi Akiva. So we bent over backwards to find the case. But who... forget it. The bride says, Rabbi Eliezer, who says you can sell her after you marry her off. There's no problem. We will continue to make a shirt tomorrow.